This is KCUR 89.3. Earlier this year, a Kansas City gospel singer released a song in response to seeing crisis after crisis on the news.
Five people were killed and at least eight people wounded after a gunman began randomly shooting passengers at the Fort Lauderdale airport.
321, we have shots fired. We have one suspect down. We need him to hear.
He's got his hands up there for now. I've got a feeling that's about to happen.
That looks like a bad dude, too, to be honest.
10 days ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
From there, Isaac Cates and the Ordained sought solace and encouragement in a traditional gospel song. A graduate of the UMKC Conservatory, Cates formed the Ordained back in 2004, and the gospel group has since made a name for itself nationally. He recently told KCUR's Andrea Tudhope the story behind his version of the gospel classic, Hold On.
I grew up hearing the song, hearing my grandparents kind of hum these sort of things. This song is birthed out of the African experience of singing a story of encouragement or telling a story through the words. Things are not the greatest right now, but I had to remind people that historically in this country, in the world, they've been worse. When I initially put out the song and released the video at the beginning of the year, it came on the heels of so much tension. Right now, there's an extreme amount of racial tension, and it's always kind of been, but it's now kind of in plain sight. Anytime something traumatic happens, people respond to it differently. So some people, it's hanging on to their hold on to your faith. Hold on to your patience. Some people, it's hold on to your mouth. Hold on to your post that you're getting ready to make on social media because you may not be in the right state of mind. We're so influenced by the right now of culture, of what we see that's in front of us. So it's hold on, hang on, don't give up. So when I say fight on, you think about the civil rights movement. That was a whole fight. But it wasn't a fight with literal fists. It was a fight with the process. And it doesn't happen overnight.
Fight on. Just a little while long. Fight on. No matter what,
you've got to fight on. I wanted to sing it from the Black experience, which has a lot to do with that moan. I wanted you to be able to feel the pain and the angst, the perseverance.
It's gonna be alright.